of his control over every nerve and muscle of his supple body. Hundreds of his disciples from abroad witnessed the performance and wondered how he retained such plasticity and vigor at that age. To him, it was child's play, a mere routine. One of his close disciples remarked that he has trained his body to twist, to twine, to turn, to bend, to wriggle, to pull, to flux, and much besides. It is but logical that one should expect from Sri Iyengar an equally exhaustive and instructive book on pranayama, which is the next step in yoga, namely the science and art of breath control. Though there are several yogas practiced, such as Hatha Yoga, Raja Yoga, Janana Yoga, Kundalini Yoga, Mantra Yoga, Laya Yoga, and so on, basically and in essence, yoga is a scientific and systematic discipline for a successful organization of all of the energies and faculties of the integral human being with a view to attaining the higher ecstatic communion with the cosmic reality, or God. Breath control is helpful in every one of the yogas mentioned above. All the text on yoga, as well as the experience of ages, testify to the fact that breath control is an important factor in the control of the mind as well. However, breath control, that is pranayama, is not merely deep breathing or breathing exercises, normally a part of physical culture. It is something far more, involving exercises which affect not only the physical, physiological, and neural energies, but also the psychological and cerebral activities, such as memory training and creativity. Sri Aurobindo, the sage and seer of Pondicherry, has recorded that after practicing pranayama, he could compose and retain, in his memory, about 200 lines of poetry, while earlier he could not handle even a dozen. In recent decades, Western medicine, after experimentation, has come to recognize and use the health-giving and invigorating effects of what is called voluntary respiration. Yoga teaches and practices pranayama, ascribing to it indisputable educative, regulative, and spiritual value. Vladimir Bichler, in Chapter 14 of The Forms and Techniques of Altruistic and Spiritual Growth, says that medical science has now reconciled itself to some of the methods borrowed from the Orient and studied the multiple effects of correct voluntary respiration. He has detailed the multiple effects of it not merely on the lungs, but on the whole metabolism of the human body. He has said that spirotherapy, the name that he gives to the method, opens new and broad horizons to medicine, to hygiene, and to the therapeutics. He has ended by saying that investigations of modern science have only confirmed the empirical intuitions of the Oriental sages and philosophers. Pranayama, as an essential ingredient of yogic discipline, might well bestow a number of benefits other than mental and spiritual. But the main aim of yoga is self-realization, communion of the self with the self. The exercise of pranayama involves the control of the mind and the whole of human consciousness, which is the basis of all cognition and awareness. A human being consists of his body, his life, including all biological activities, and his mind, which is the seat of what we call the ego, the I, and all cerebral activities centered around the I. The goal of yoga is to empty the whole of one's basic power of consciousness of all memory, ideation, sensual urges, and desires, and try to be aware of pure consciousness as a spark of the cosmic energy itself, which is of nature, of the self-conscious principle of supreme intelligence. For a person who wants to tread the path of yoga, his first effort will have to be to cease to identify himself with the body-life-mind complex completely, and to look upon those three elements as tools for transcending the ego in order to identify his inner being with the pure, unmixed power of consciousness whose very nature is all peace, harmony, and creative joy. Pranayama, therefore, has a special meaning and significance in yoga. Prana means the breath, the air, and life itself. But in yoga, prana, in all its five aspects in man of prana, apana, vyana, udana, and samana, is the very essence of the energizing principle of the animate and the inanimate world. It pervades the whole universe, and pranayama means the full control of that energizing principle in one's own being by a certain discipline. This discipline aims not only at good health and equilibrium in the physical and vital energies, but also the purification of the whole nervous system in order to make it more capable of responding to the will of the yogi in controlling the sense urges, and in making the mental powers more subtle and sensitive to the call of the evolutionary urge, the higher divine nature in man. It is not often that pranayama is treated as an independent subject. Most of the ancient texts on